welcome to another episode of the Hashtag MoLedge podcast. It is the Monday after the primaries, and first things first, we're going to do a breakdown of what happened last week and what to expect in November, and then, of course, we'll do our fun questions at the end. Of course, this is Rachel Herndon-Dunn. I'm the editor of the Missouri Times, and I'm here with Benjamin Peters and Alicia Schur, our superstar reporters that here at the Missouri Times. And we've also got our lovely Riley sitting in the corner, who's going to give us our fun questions this week. So, Ben, first things first, statewide officers. We had U.S. Senator and State Auditor on the ballot last week. Any surprises there?
No, there's zero surprises in terms of the U.S. Senate race. Josh Hawley's going to be facing Claire McCaskill. I don't think anyone was caught off guard by that at all. I mean, it seems like Josh has been the front runner from the beginning since he announced.
So they are neck and neck right now in polling. Someone in D.C. released 47-47 polling on that race. On Friday, Ben, you went to the Farm Bureau. You watched both Hawley and McCaskill speak to them, and Hawley got the nomination. Mm-hmm. Anything interesting worth noting about that?
I think the interesting thing to note out of the Farm Bureau's thing is, you know, they went into that and the first words out of McCaskill's mouth were, "I know I'm not going to get this endorsement. People told me it wasn't worth my time to even come." So she wasn't kidding herself about that. She knew that it was going to. She just was pleading for them to not endorse anybody. So that's kind of how that went down. But the interesting thing with the two candidates there is that they're already debating how to debate each other.
I love that. It's so meta.
Yes.
And the real question now is, will it be on a flatbed truck or a flatbed trailer?
So I will say that Josh Hawley's campaign is hauling around a trailer with two podiums on the back. They've been taking it to random events that they've been going to. So they're ready to debate Claire McCaskill at any given moment. That's the gauntlet that they're throwing down.
I think it's good. I will say, I know staff members from both campaigns are listening to this, and I will say that I would be happy any place, anywhere, and I'm pretty sure Scott will support this, to have the Missouri Times produce a live stream of this debate. I mean, if you need us to come to a runway, we'll do that. If you need us to come to a courthouse parking lot, we'll do that. Whatever you need.
Middle of a cornfield in the middle of nowhere.
I would appreciate a few hours notice, personally. But we would be happy to make that happen, as well as basically every other outlet in the state. Also on the ballot for statewide state auditor, Sondra McDowell won the Republican nomination in a four-way primary up against David Wassinger, who spent the most in the race, first-time candidate, I believe, and Paul Kurtman, a termed-out state rep. He ended up coming in fourth, which I think surprised a lot of people. And yeah, right out of the gate last Friday, McDowell sent out an email through the Missouri Republican State Committee, I think, going on the defense against Galloway, who was quick on the draw to point to some of McDowell's past financial issues. And I think whenever you're running for auditor, that is kind of fair game. Yep. So we'll just see if the rest of the Missouri voters think the same thing. Mm-hmm. I do think it's interesting. There's been a lot of buzz, and I don't necessarily know if it's true, that there will be a lawsuit filed to see if they can kick McDowell off the ballot because there are some questions as to her residency, whether it's fully fulfilled. She's definitely lived in Missouri for 8 years, but you have to live here 10, right?
Yeah.
And so some are saying that she has not lived here 10. McDowell herself says, yes, I do fulfill the residency requirements. So I'm sure Alicia's very excited because we will be continuing to cover this.
Obviously, it heads to court. One of us is going, so.
I have this lovely spreadsheet, and if you'd like me to share it with you, send me a text, because there's a spreadsheet that a good friend built, and then we built upon, and it shows the district, primary candidates, the general candidates, and who wins. So we're always updating it. So a lot of updates made last week. Congressionally, Missouri, of course, has 8 districts. No surprises there. To be honest, but worth noting is Congresswoman Wagner will be up against Court Van Ostrand in Congressional District 2. He has been running a pretty clean campaign, professionally run. It's always nice to see compared to some of the other unlikely winners, however you want to put that. I don't think we're going to see any surprises this fall. Of course, winning their nominations, Jason Smith, Billy Long, Sam Graves, Jacob Turk, Vicky Hartzler, Blaine Lukemire, Ann Wagner, and Robert Roman are the Republican candidates for Congress in Missouri. Democratic candidates in Missouri, Lacey Clay, Court Van Ostrand, Katie Gebert, Renee Hoganson, Emmanuel Cleaver II, Henry Robert Martin, he's got three first names, watch out, Jamie Daniel Schoolcraft, and Kathy Ellis. What do you think, Ben? You think we're going to see any surprises in November on the congressional circuit?
Realistically, I think we're going to see a lot of people holding on to their seats.
You agree, Lish?
I never count out surprises, but probably won't see any this November.
Yep. Anyway, so moving on to State Senate, tabbing over on the special spreadsheet. We had a few different primaries that we are watching, and obviously no surprises on SD2. Onder did not have a primary. No surprises in... there was a surprise in SD4. In the Democratic primary, Jacob Hummel lost to Carla May, who will likely win in November. Burns Goder, of course, won. There was a three-way primary, and Nicole Thompson won that. SD6 is a very competitive, or a very not competitive, literally at all, for Republicans, so I would expect to see Burns Goder in the 100th General Assembly Senate, don't you think?
Yep.
Senator Sierpoy won his seat back, and he will face Hillary Shields again, except this time there's no Jacob Turk.
No Jacob Turk in this rematch, so...
And I'm kind of curious if there's going to be as much energy behind her as there was in this special election, but we will pay attention and let you know, of course. Next primary that we were watching was SD14, Maria Chappelle Nadal's seat. There was a three-way Democratic primary between Sharon Pace, Brian Williams, and Joe Adams, which was literally neck and neck.
It was a nail biter all night.
Yeah, like just back and forth. Brian Williams ultimately won. He's a smart guy. He's young. He's got a lot of energy. I'm excited to see what he is going to bring to Jeff City in January. In SD16, we had Justin Brown, Diane Franklin, and Keith Frederick. And of course, Camden County came in first, where Diane Franklin's from. It looked like she was going to win. And then Dan Brown came in and won it all. He's going to face Ryan Dillon in November. And I don't know if we reported on this, but Ryan Dillon, whenever he filed for office, he actually walked all the way from Rolla to Jefferson City to file. Like, I want to say it was 63 miles, up 63 or something like that. But that is an energetic guy. So I would expect an energetic campaign from Brown to be sure he gets that Republican seat. And then, of course, in SD18, Munslinger seats, there was a four-way Republican primary that we've been watching for a while. Shoemake, Redmond, O'Loughlin, and Walker. And ultimately, Cindy O'Loughlin won, as polls were indicating towards the end, even though there was some negative press towards her in local outlets. She won. She's the outsider, literally the only Republican candidate who had not held state elected office. But she has been on the school board before. She's a businesswoman. I expect her to be a very lively member of the state senate. Ben, you're in the state senate. You expect Cindy to be front and center and ready to go?
Oh, yeah. If she's getting in that seat, then I would very quickly expect her to make herself very acclimated and quickly getting involved into various issues, trying to get on as many boards as she can.
And Alicia, you went up to Northeast Missouri and spent the day with O'Loughlin.
I did.
What do you think we can see from her? What kind of lawmaker do you think she will be?
I think she knows what she wants and she's not afraid to go get it.
I like that. just generally speaking, across the board. Of course, Cindy O'Loughlin will be facing Crystal Stevens, the Democratic candidate, in November, but I'm going to go ahead and guess that stays red. So other primaries we were following. Let's go down to SD32, where we had Bill White and Rob O'Brien. Bill White had a really strong victory and has no serious competition for the Southwest Missouri seat, which may be one of the most conservative in the state. And then SD34, we got Tony Lukemeyer and Harry Roberts, the presiding commissioner of Buchanan County. Tony Lukemeyer won. And this will definitely be a Senate seat worth watching this November because the Democratic candidate is Martin T. Rucker II. And he's energetic. He's got a good team behind him. So I don't think he's worth counting out. But, of course, Tony Lukemeyer's got an awesome team behind him that secured a very competitive victory. So what do you think about that, Ben?
I think it's going to be close. I think both of them definitely have points in terms of who you're going to vote for. So it could be a very close race. That's what I'm expecting.
For those who don't know who Rucker is, who is Martin Rucker?
Martin Rucker was actually a tight end for Mizzou back in the day. And I remember watching a couple games. I have to say that.
I will say football skills have translated well in the Senate before with Bill Kenney.
This is true.
So, you know.
You guys know we're in Missouri. Maybe we like baseball, but we also love some football. Go Chiefs. Only.
Go Chiefs. Only. Oh, is it time for the Kansas City Chiefs minute?
Do I need to hop in here and go?
It's time for the Missouri Times Middle Edge Podcast Kansas City Chiefs minute. We had a preseason game.
Yes, we did. We had a preseason game last Thursday night. Obviously, the Chiefs did not win it.
Really win in the preseason?
You remember in high school you have the scrimmage games and whatnot. It's like saying that matters. Like, it's before you actually start the season.
See, my high school scrimmaged with the other high school in our school district, and that did matter. Like, vandalism level mattered. But, you know,
that's just personal. Sense, but yeah, it's a personal, it's not a, there's no actual win to it. It's just maybe more of a trash talking.
So, what was the biggest disappointment to you on Thursday?
Honestly, the biggest disappointment to me was that a lot of people are going to say they didn't see enough out of the new quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's a lot to go off of there. The dude only threw 5 passes. You really think you can judge
them? But who did he throw them to?
To 2 tight ends on one of them. One of them went to Tyreek Hill. So I'm not going to judge a lot off of, you know, as many passes as I can count on one hand. But I think that the important thing to remember there is, more importantly, looking at the defense, 4 of the starters were not playing at all that night on defense, so that's what you need to watch.
I mean, the defensive line, we all know how fragile and delicate defensive linemen are. It's important to keep them protected. Anyway, what were you most excited to see on Thursday?
I was excited to watch running backs. I love watching a great running back core. The Chiefs always have one, and it's nice to see that even if your starters aren't out there, there's still little guys that maybe don't have the name recognition who can come in and go. And that's what's great about the Kansas City Chiefs, is that they always have a stellar run game, even if it's their third string running back.
I'm going to act like Alicia asked me what I was most excited about, but in case you missed last week, Travis Kelce was my keeper in our fantasy football league. And based on what I saw Thursday, I think I made a right choice. Anyway, so that's the end of our Missouri Times hashtag Middle Edge podcast, Kansas City Chiefs minute. So let's move on to the House tab of the 2018 candidate spreadsheet, the super sheet. It's color-coded.
It's really nice, guys.
You should probably ask for it. I'm not going to put it online, but if you text me and send me the best GIF you have ever seen in your life, I might send it back to you. So there were a few surprises in the House. And there are a few interesting things. One of the first seats I'd like to talk about is Sheila Solon won the 4-way Republican primary in HD9, which is Dulles Johnson's old seat. I'm pretty sure she'll be joining us in January again. It'll be nice to have her back. She's a very nice person.
very involved. She makes her presence known, so you gotta give her that.
And now she'll be from the St. Joe area instead of Eastern Jackson County in the Blue Springs area. Mm-hmm. So that'll be fun. In SD11, Higdon's seat, Brenda Shields won a three-way Republican primary, and I would expect to see her in January. She is, of course, Charlie Shields' wife, but notable and amazing on her own merit. So I'm excited to see her. She's got a lot of people vouching for her that are incredibly respectable. Anyway, so far it seems I'm very excited for Republican women. Shocking, I know.
I mean, in the elections this year, it seems like it's a pretty good year to be a woman.
It is a very good year to be a woman. It's a very good year to be a minority. There was this, we'll get to it in a minute, because we're going to go in order because we are organized people.
That's a lie.
Yeah, it is. So in HD 30, Sierra Poy's old seat, Dr. John Patterson won in a three-way Republican primary. A lot of people very excited about Patterson. Some have called him one of the hardest working candidates. He is a general surgeon. He's maintained his practice in about 5,000 doors a week, I think.
Yeah, he's been extremely active out there knocking doors. And it's very impressive knowing that he's still doing all the work during the day and still finding time. So.
Absolutely. And in case you missed it, my parents live in HD 30, and he had the bravery to go talk to my parents. So I think that says something about him. So other interesting primaries. Also in Lee Summit, HD 35 is Gary Cross's seat, and that's like the heart of Lee Summit. You got Tom Lavelle and Sean Smith. Tom Lavelle won. He is a veteran Parks and Rec guy with a ton of name ID. And wasn't it Sean Smith who had a ton of leftover money that he was saving for the general?
Maybe.
I think that was him. Anyway, Lavelle will be facing Carrie Engle in November. I've heard that she's a candidate to watch for the HD 35 is definitely a seat to watch, period. Mm-hmm. Scrolling down the spreadsheet. Oh, here we go. HD 55. So we just skipped 20 seats that didn't really have primaries. Anyway, so in HD 55, there's Mike Vink, and Mike Hafner. Mike Hafner ultimately won. Mike Vink and him had a hardcore primary. Vink was a veteran county official. A lot of people thought he was going to win. He had a great team behind him, but ultimately Mike Hafner won. And he does not have a Democratic opponent, so he will be joining us in January, period. In HD 59, Mike Bernskoder, his seat had a five-way Republican primary with some very active candidates. My mother-in-law was not thrilled at how difficult it was to open her mailbox, but hey, neither was I. We only had a three-way primary here. Anyway, Rudy Veit won. I recently spotted him out having lunch with Jay Barnes, so I'm sure he was getting some wisdom from him. In HD 60, three-way
primary. Speaking of Jay Barnes.
Speaking of Jay Barnes, his old seat, Jane Beanham, Pat Roe Kerr, and Dave Griffith. Dave Griffith ultimately won. He had the chamber support. He had Kehoe support. Mm-hmm. And he won.
Yeah.
And he'll be facing Sarah Michael in November. I would expect him to win. I would expect the seat, the Jefferson City seat, to stay red. Oh, and now there's a patch of unopposed seats. So, was it this one? Nope, not this one. Rachel Prouty in HD 73 will be joining us. She had a three-way Democratic primary. She does not have a Republican opponent in November. Okay, and HD 79, Lakeisha Bosley won. She has a, what is that, Constitution? What does yellow mean on the spreadsheet?
I think it's your Libertarians.
Yeah, okay.
I think the orange is Libertarians. Yellow is
there's a key.
You're right. She has them color-coded. The Libertarians are an orange. The yellow is Constitution.
Okay, Lakeisha Bosley in HD 79, Butler. She has a Libertarian candidate in November, so I think we'll see Miss Bosley in January. She had Senator Nasheed support, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Steve Butts won in HD 81. I met him a few times, and he just seemed absolutely lovely. And no Republican opposition there. Barringer won out against a former state rep, Fred Kratke. And that's in HD 82. Okay. We're almost to the interesting ones again, the competitive ones. In case you missed it, Maria Chappelle-Nadal will be joining the House in January. She won Joe Adams' former seat. He is termed, and Senator Chappelle-Nadal is termed out of the Senate. In HD 87, I'm sure everyone is loving me just talking. Anyway, HD 87, Ian Mackey and Sam Gladney, two-way primary, Democratic primary. Ian Mackey ultimately won, even though Gladney significantly outraised him. I expect Ian to be I would expect him to be an incredibly energetic and active member of the Democratic House Caucus. Yep.
Yeah.
So I think that was probably a win-win seat, where you got two good candidates. Mary Elizabeth Coleman won a three-way primary in HD 97. She has been called by multiple members of leadership the hardest working candidate, period. Anyway, she is absolutely lovely, but she will be facing incumbent, specially elected Representative Mike Rivas in November. So that is definitely a race we will be watching. Ron Hicks won a two-way Republican primary in HD 102, which is Barr's former seat. And didn't he win, like, within 40 votes or something? Four votes?
It was four votes.
Four votes.
It was four votes. So you got to think that a recount might be coming down the line. But
I can't imagine them not doing a recount by four votes.
You know, if I should have texted a former representative before then and, like, done a live call, had him come in. He would have been fun. And if you're listening to this, you should call in next week. In HD 110, that's Matthew's former seat. That's Tim Jones' former seat. Dottie Bailey won in a two-way Republican primary. And that was two very active, hardworking candidates. But Bailey edged it out. She'll be facing Cody Kelly in November. And I would fully expect Ms. Bailey to win. Let's see. This is interesting. HD 118, that's Democratic Rep Ben Harris's seat. Mike McGurl won a three-way Republican primary. Barbara Marco won a two-way Democratic primary. And what I keep hearing is we should expect HD 118 to turn red, which, to be fair, I've also heard a lot of times that HD 118 should not be blue at all. But Representative Harris was a very conservative member of the Democratic caucus, so maybe him and McGurl will be very similar lawmakers. Who knows? Assuming McGurl wins. Scrolling. In HD 123, Diane Franklin's seat in a four-way Republican primary. Susie Pollock, wife of Bill Pollock, former state rep, won. A lot of lovely people love her, so I'm sure she will be a great member of the Republican caucus come January. Scrolling. In case you were wondering, in HD 134, Speaker-elect Elijah Har did win his two-way Republican primary. I would expect him to win in November. Let's see. We're scrolling. We have so many House seats. I was once told Missouri has the fourth largest legislature in the nation.
Yes.
Yep. I mean, that's a
163 fact. 163 House seats. That's a lot. Yeah.
Worth noting, in HD 159, that's Bill Lance's seat. Dirk Deakton won, and he is a member of Aaron Baker's Preacher Caucus that I'm pretty sure he's assembling. Whenever he did his campaign kickoff, a lot of current popular members said that Deakton is someone to watch and that he's very talented. And, so that's the turnout, basically, of the House primaries. It was kind of an interesting night for the House.
You know, though, there's one thing with the primaries that we did not touch on.
Okay.
We have not mentioned the majority vote for Prop A.
Oh, yes. So, in case you missed it, there was there's a proposition on the ballot called Right to Work. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I'm sure they have not been acclimated with it yet.
But, yeah, absolutely amazing voter turnout for that. 67% of Missourians said no, which is 7% more than the vote in 1978.
Yeah, there's a stronger support to shut down Right to Work this time than there was was that 40 years ago?
Yeah, because my sister's 10 years older than me, and that's when she was born. Sorry for mentioning that, Mary.
No, it's an interesting vote. Obviously, Missouri is apparently has stronger feelings now than they did then.
Yeah.
And you break down the vote. Let's say every single Democrat in the election voted against Prop A. That still means that half of the Republicans who voted against it as well. So it's not that it's a, you know, just one side. It seems like it is a pretty partisan vote. So you got to think that leadership is going to be thinking twice before bringing it up next year.
I will say between Prop A and several very competitive local county races, such as St. Louis County, I think those two may have swayed what could have been might have been for a few different primaries. There's an awesome guy named Joe Patterson.
In the 95th.
What district? That 95, yeah. In HG95, that's Marsha Hafer's seat. Michael O'Donnell ultimately won that primary against Joe Patterson. And someone made an interesting point to me that had Stanger not had a competitive primary to be reelected St. Louis County executive, it's very likely that he would have won that one because more pro-worker, I hate saying that, saying pro-worker, everyone's pro-worker, but he was anti-right to work.
Yeah.
So and a lot of the pro- or the anti-right to work people were pulling Democratic ballots to vote for Stanger instead of him.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I wouldn't expect to see him go anywhere. I would expect to see him stick around. He's a active leader in the police unions and absolutely a great guy with a lot of friends in Jeff. Anyway, is that it for the primaries?
Yeah, I think that kind of covers election.
Okay, so quick preview in November, we're going to see three medical marijuanas. Well, yes. Ballot initiatives.
Yeah. Three completely we're gonna see different initiatives. One's a statutory, and then there's two constitutional amendments.
So that'll be interesting. Alicia is looking forward to continuing her coverage of medical marijuana ballot initiatives. She had a story up on Friday, Thursday?
Monday!
last Monday, breaking down those three. If you are confused at all, do not text me about those. Just text her. Just text her directly.
Just go read her stories.
I'm probably going to ask her the day before the vote how I'm supposed to vote. Anyway, also ethics reform. Clean Missouri.
Which is actually being challenged in court.
It is right being now. Challenged in court. Also being challenged in court is the gas tax. So there's an effort to get both of those thrown off the ballot. If you remember a few years ago, way back when, it was September 22nd, when they printed the ballots with former Congressman Aiken's name on it. So there's a little bit of time to get something thrown off the ballot, and we will keep reporting on what is going on with those.
And then the other ballot initiative will be a minimum wage.
Oh, yes, minimum wage. That'll be on the ballot.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Anyway, so lots of exciting things to watch for in November. And so, what's next?
I think it's fun that questions. Wonderful special time of the day.
So, full disclosure, this is the second time we've recorded this because Ben's computer is slowly dying, which is mostly my fault. So we had fun questions this morning, and we have decided to do new fun questions. So if you go to Ben's Twitter, it won't make sense to you right now, because this morning we discussed what our favorite childhood toy was. Alicia's favorite childhood toy was a pile of hay.
Jumping off a haystack into a pile of hay.
Yeah, it was hay.
Hay is a toy, apparently. Hay is a toy, guys.
Mine was a step stool that my granny got me, and Ben had a like half burned to death teddy bear.
It was a teddy bear. I told you an endearing story of why it was blonde in one spot.
Is it endearing to set your toys on fire?
It was an accident. I was a toddler.
It was an accident.
You're claiming it's an accident now.
I don't recall doing it because I was a toddler.
You know, I didn't set anything on fire as a toddler.
You weren't trying hard enough. Maybe you weren't creative or imaginative enough.
Says the person who my favorite toy was a step stool, because you can make that into anything you want. It could be a table. It could be a bank teller.
Can it be a toy, though? Is it marketed as a toy?
I mean, I don't know. Anyway, so upstairs, if anyone ever wants to see my great step stool, it is in my kitchen to this day. Anyway, we've got new questions. Riley chose these, and if you don't know Riley, she is the girl who manages that Capitol calendar that everyone is in demand.
Yeah, that.
Okay, she does a great job. Everyone clap for Riley. I'm going to have to, like, put in audio. Oh, come on. Now I have to audio level that.
You know what?
That was so aggressive. You also have to deal with
the fact that I just woke up your baby. Ben. You said clap.
No one claps like that.
Everyone claps
like that. Hey, speaking of men clapping like that, did you see the NFL this year is going to have their first male cheerleaders?
I did.
So excited. Congratulations to the St. Louis Rams.
Who?
Oh, shoot.
Who?
Oh, exactly. They don't exist anymore. The Los Angeles Rams.
I still don't know who you're talking about.
Well, they have male cheerleaders, so.
That being said, I just want to throw this out there. I feel like most of every football fan that I know doesn't spend a whole lot of time paying attention to the cheerleaders. We really just want to watch the game.
Good for you.
Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs.
And now for another Chiefs Minute.
Ben, if you were guaranteed to be successful in a different profession, what would you do?
Lawyer.
Alicia. If you were guaranteed to be successful in a different profession, what would you want to do?
Dancer.
Take that back. I'd like to be a male model.
What constitutes success as a male model?
I don't know, but you just said that
guaranteed success. Is it a gasoline pipe?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if it's guaranteed success, like, all right, I'm going to do it.
I feel like we need to stop and define what success is. Or maybe I'm overthinking this. I would want to be a surgeon like Dr. Strange. Like,
are you sure you want to be a surgeon or you want to be Dr. Strange?
I want to be Dr. Strange.
Yeah, I think so. There's two different things there.
I absolutely adore Dr. Wait. Or a mermaid, but that's not actually a profession.
That's not a profession.
Is being a superhero a profession?
No, it's not.
Because I would pick that.
You want to be Dr. Strange too?
Oh, God.
No, I want to be.
Okay, if you want to join Alicia in my. Okay, never mind. Thought we were going to have a Doctor Strange fan club, but I guess not. Anyway, Ben, if you could only eat three foods for the rest of your life, what would they be? Wait, hold on. Question master. Is this like one singular food, like an apple, or can it be macaroni and cheese or pizza?
No, you can have like loaded mashed potatoes and stuff like that. Like it can be like one like entree.
One entree. Okay. Ben, what you got?
I'm going to go ahead and start this off by saying that I was on a float trip this weekend, and that same question was posed to me on Saturday night.
I don't understand float trips.
Yeah, I know you don't. Anyway.
Why aren't you sunburned? Are you sure you went on a float trip?
You know, I am sunburned. I'm just not going to show you.
Is it the beard? Is the beard helping? I don't know if you guys have seen Ben lately, but he's finally taken my advice. He's growing a beard. His hair looks great. Go, Ben.
I don't like it. Anyway, so I'm going to give the same answers that I gave to the question I was asked Saturday night, okay. Which is pie is my number one.
Just generically, or are we talking boysenberry?
I want to be generic because...
Peanut butter?
That's not allowed.
Chess?
No, it was allowed Saturday night, so I'm going off that. So pie, pizza, and steak.
Isn't pizza a type of pie?
You know, I'm trying to be that guy to where I'm saying they're two different things.
Okay.
So.
Alicia, what you got?
Chocolate cake. Strawberries.
Will this cake have icing? Or are you just going to leave it open?
It's a chocolate frosting.
Okay, well, see, I'm a big fan of, like, Swiss rolls, so
but
I like...
But it's going to be, like, chocolate mousse frosting.
Okay.
She's super specific here.
Is it dark chocolate mousse? Or is it more like a milk chocolate mousse?
Can we really quickly touch on that? What is the thing with dark chocolate? Like,
it's really good.
I want the milk chocolate.
See, my thing is, I only like really, really good dark chocolate. So it's financially exhausting for me to like it, to be honest.
All right, so dark chocolate mousse cake.
On chocolate cake. Strawberries.
Just the berry, just plain.
Strawberries. Let's do berries because I love strawberries and raspberries.
Yep.
The question master
is just getting thrown out. But you know what? She was very unhelpful a while ago, so this
was
is
she
only fair.
Very unhelpful.
It's like a food group. It's not like a.
No, that would
food.
Be fruit.
Yeah,
that
that's
would,
like a subgenus.
That would be a fruit.
And then, the last one would be bacon cheeseburgers.
Bacon cheeseburgers. Okay. Okay. I will say, so Alicia house sat made sure my house didn't burn down while I was on vacation. She requested trays of berries. And they were gone when I got back. And full disclosure, I shop at Sam's Club. So she's not joking about her love for berries. Mine would be macaroni and cheese. Yep.
That's it. I will say
that. You know, I love a shrimp boil. Like shrimp and
sausage. Are you sure you don't want to include Diet Coke?
Is that a food?
That's a drink, Alicia.
That's my lifeblood, is Diet Coke.
Like, if that's the case, then Alicia needs to go back, exit one item, and add coffee.
Yeah, I'd say.
Surprised she did not say cows, just cows in general.
Mammals.
Though, I will say this, on Saturday, my buddy Cameron, his answer was just completely random. He goes, Fazoli's breadsticks.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Completely caught me off guard with that one. So
actually, in lasagna, I do love me some lasagna. Basically, if you put cheese and pasta together, we're good. We're real good. I also like hamburgers. Anyway, so now I'm cheating.
Yeah.
Ben, if you could witness a certain event in history, past, present, or future, what? What would it be?
Well, that's a really...
Would you like to witness a future event? The birth of your first child. My next dog. Buttercup's death.
I mean...
Space Force?
Space Force would be really cool.
Space Force.
There you go. I want to see the moment where we finally make lightsabers a real thing.
Yeah, what's going on with Elon Musk? Like, what is he doing? Why hasn't he made lightsabers?
Why don't we have lightsabers?
I just feel like if I was Elon Musk...
Maybe because Kyber's crystals don't exist?
Hey, okay, with your naysaying, why don't you cut it out?
Figure it out. Okay, so you want to see lightsabers?
I want to see lightsabers.
Okay.
What if it never happens?
Well, then I'll just wait for the end of the universe and just... See that, I guess.
Or the time space continuum will send him to the point where George Lucas dreamt up lightsabers.
Oh,
I'm sure that the dimensions
will figure
it out. That
would be so disappointing.
I know.
Like George Lucas just sitting there in bed, lightsabers. And I'd be like, that was really anticlimactic.
So, Rachel, what event?
Yeah, what event? No, you say. You don't know, do you?
There's so many to choose from.
So many.
I feel this last one threw us for a loop.
There's lifetimes upon lifetimes of events to choose from.
There is.
I'm not going to say that because I don't want to talk to Scott about it. Because
I also kind of
I was
going to
talk about 1985.
To win the dinosaurs.
That's a bad
I'm not going to open that door.
That's a bad idea.
I want to witness the dinosaurs.
I don't want to witness the dinosaurs unless
dangerous. I don't think that's an event.
Yeah, it's like an era.
Do you want to see why? There you go. Let's go back and see why the dinosaurs went extinct.
I thought that question had been answered.
We already know why.
Did the Gulf of Mexico.
We already know why.
I decided I'm coming up with rules.
Hey, I've
question master's flustered.
I think that this last question has been a little questionable, so I want to pull out one that we used Saturday night. Those I thought was really good.
Okay,
Rachel wants to answer.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. I would probably go back to an event about something that someone's lied to me about to see if they lied to me about it. I hate it when people lie to me, man. Like, I really... The only thing I don't love about politics is when I get lied to. Like, I can't stand being lied to. I don't like lying to other people. Like, it feels wrong to me. And so I'm sure there's a lie somewhere in my head that's going to rattle around until the day I die.
And at that moment, when you're dying, they're going to be like, I totally lied to you.
I lied to you.
And then you're going to be like, yeah!
I knew it. But yeah, it'd be something like that.
Yeah, I'm going to throw out my question.
Yeah, do it.
So, everyone in this room, you have to take each one of them on a trip. Where are you going to take them to?
I would... Sorry, that was really mean what I was going to say. Everyone in this room, because my husband's now walking
Brandon through. Is now in, so I am including him. You're taking Brandon on a vacation. Where is he going?
Somewhere where he doesn't have to pack for himself. Packing's stressful. Can we teleport?
No, it's a trip.
I don't... Hey, where do you want to go? Like, if I could take you on a trip, where would you be happy?
MMA fight?
somewhere all inclusive so we don't have to talk about money.
That seems to be the correct answer.
I would take Ben to a concert because he's always like, Ben and I love the same type of music, and we're always like, oh, we should go to these concerts, and we never go.
That's true.
And it's all my fault because I have kids and responsibilities, and he's young and wild and free. And by young and wild and free, I mean he's literally like less than a year younger than me. But you know what? We would have skipped out on the primaries and gone to Five Finger Death Punch and Breaking Benjamin last Tuesday.
I really wish we would have.
Man, that would have been fire.
That would have been great. Fire.
And Alicia, I would take to go see those fluffy cows in Scotland. Because really, that's the only type of cow I want to see.
The Highland?
The Highland cows. Because they don't have horns, because horns kind of scare me. Don't tell me they have horns. Just don't do that to me.
Well, they have horns.
Alicia, don't ruin the moment.
Fluffy Spanish cows.
You didn't do Riley. Where are you going to take Riley?
I would take Riley, probably Chuck E. Cheese. Because she's a baby adult. No, not really, because that place is dangerous. Columbia, that is.
This is true. So 2 years ago, they had the shots fired.
I would take her, obviously, to a vintage oldies Usher concert.
Oh, God.
Riley thinks Usher is
oldies.
He is.
And if you're familiar with Kansas City, you'll know that there's a station in Kansas City called Oldies 95, and it only played songs at least like 35 years old. The other day, she's like, my boo, that's vintage. And I was like, oh my goodness.
No.
Anyway,
no.
I asked for Ben's help educating Riley on the musical wonders of the world.
And like I said,
he politely declined.
Declined.
Publicly. Ben, where would you take me? Cute face. He's like the seventh layer of hell.
I wasn't going to say it out loud, but... No, I feel like the correct answer for both me and you is it should just be concerts.
Concerts? Like, we would actually go.
Yeah, like, I think we spend enough time locating concerts that we should go to, and then we don't actually go.
We just go to concerts.
Yeah, so that would be what I think I'd go for with you. Alicia? Alicia, I think that you and I would go somewhere where... Probably like Africa. Somewhere we can do a lot of photography.
I like this idea.
So,
On a safari?
Yeah, I would love to go on a safari. I want to take pictures of the animals, all that stuff.
I hear the drums echoing tonight.
Well, you see, if it's going to be, if we're going to bring Africa the song into it, then I need Travis to come with me. I can't do Africa without Travis, our old reporter.
I would give like $10 to help you guys produce a reality show of you three in Africa.
If anyone's listening who has the power to make that to a TV show, please call me. I will make it happen. It will be worth the ratings.
Do you guys even have your passports?
I don't.
Sorry, I just got really uncomfortable. Alicia, where would you take us?
So, because of our love of Disney, I would take Rachel to Disney World.
Oh my gosh, we would have so much fun. We would have to go for like the entire week so we can visit all the parks.
Well, yeah.
Not like my parents would maybe choose one.
No, you'd have to do like a different park every single day.
Every day. And thanks to Scoot Frown, we know that there is beer in Epcot.
Only Scott would make it a priority to make sure. Where's the beer?
Just drink beer with Snow Ice. What's up? Riley, where would you take us? Please scoot forward so the microphone can pick you up. It's only listened to by a lot of people of my political importance.
This is going to go downhill really quick. Ben, I would probably take you to a tattoo parlor so you can get your unicorn.
Oh my god.
Yes.
That being said, totally wore the unicorn tattoo this past weekend.
Do you have a sunburn tattoo outline?
I don't know, but I don't really want to take off my shirt and show you guys, so we're not going to do that.
I take pictures for everyone listening, just so you know.
Like, once we had issues getting it to stay on, so... It didn't.
It's so hard to put on, press on tattoos.
Apparently, I was
hairy.
No, it wasn't the hairy.
Okay.
No, apparently, I was already sweating at the time we decided to put it on.
You literally have to get it wet to get it to. Okay, you know what? I have. Would you also have him get the merman tattoo that I wanted us to get?
Oh, yes, God.
But he has to get one of them as a tramp stamp.
Obviously,
the unicorn.
Two unicorns, obviously. Like, split, going the other opposite directions, like, with filigree.
Yeah.
I mean, if I have to do one of those, I'm definitely doing the unicorn. I don't want a mermaid man down there.
But, like, you can put it on the arm.
On your forearm. Right,
can here. I get, like, an anchor so it's, like, a mermaid Popeye thing going on
here? Yeah.
Okay. Riley, where would you take Alicia?
She'd take her to a tattoo parlor. To get a cow tramp stamp. A brand, if you will.
Ooh, do you know people, like, do that? Like, they get brands?
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and say that I branded my cousin once, so.
Oh, is that a... You know what? Let's act like that. He didn't say that. It's probably not a crime.
I would
say... He was asking for it. It's fine.
Oh. I would take Alicia to Edina.
What is that?
To what?
It's like northern Missouri. It's where all the cows are. It's fine.
Mimers.
Edina? You mean Iowa?
No, Edina.
What's north of Missouri?
It's in Missouri.
Are you talking about Shemina?
No, Edina. It's like in the top of Missouri. I swear. Ben is Googling it because of course he doesn't.
There's an Edina in Minnesota.
Okay, we'll type Missouri after it.
Fine. Oh, yeah, it's definitely pulling up things. Yep.
Where? Okay.
Knox County.
It's in Knox County.
Population of 1,176. We are learning stuff today.
Wow.
It's south of the Fabius River.
Obviously.
Let's see. What else?
If you are from Edina and listening to this, please call me next week around 9 a.m. We would like to
know. Oh, time out.
Okay.
According to weather data tallied between July 1st, 1985 and June 30th, 2015... The official climate database shows that Edina is the snowiest place in the state of Missouri, with an average of 22 inches of snow per
That's
year.
That's exciting.
That's so whimsical
and I
for
just
you
found
guys.
Out what I'm doing with Ben. We are going skiing.
That's a terrible idea.
I don't know if our insurance plans availabilities cover that.
It would be so entertaining to watch Ben try and ski.
Yeah, no, I'd watch that on Facebook Live because I'm not going.
I'm pretty sure that's how Sonny Bono died.
It is.
Yeah, that's.
Not Wait, good. For real?
Yeah, Cher's husband.
You know, we talked about Cher this morning, and I'm really glad we've come full circle to how great Cher is.
Sonny was
about
skiing in a tree.
Circle.
No, I just want to talk about Cher. She's great.
So deep.
I'm trying really hard to get Riley to love Cher.
And Celine Dion.
Yes. I mean, you obviously love them both, so I don't know what that face is. Where would you take me, Riley?
Seven.
Wait, does she have to come with me?
Yeah.
I was going to say, can I just drop her off at Cher's house?
I would
just, like, leave her there.
So before Kathy Griffin went insane, I went to her stand-up, and she's friends with Cher and, like, hangs out with her. And apparently one night, Kathy Griffin and Cher are just hanging out. And Cher turns to Kathy Griffin and she's like, how do you make pizza happen?
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't know how to order delivery pizza.
Oh.
And, like, their assistants were off that night. Anyway, I just want to hang out with Cher and her be like, Rachel, how do you make pizza happen?
I didn't even know, like, delivery was a thing until I hit college.
You know, to be fair, Scott texted me not too long ago and was like, hey, what's that place that delivers the food? And just so you know, it's Mr. Delivery, and if anyone from Mr. Delivery is listening to that podcast, I would love for you guys to sponsor it because I am probably your biggest cheerleader in this town. Also probably your biggest customer. So where would we go, Riley?
I'm gonna say somewhere in Europe, and I want to get lost. Like, I just...
That sounds terrible.
That sounds awful.
No, I feel like me and you would have such a fun time if we were just lost somewhere in Europe.
To be fair, let's back up to where you guys got lost in St. Louis once.
We didn't get lost.
I know. So when it happens, what do you do?
No, I don't GPS. Know if we necessarily got lost.
You two can't handle the trip to St. Louis.
I think she's not thinking hostile. I think she's more thinking like
let's go...
Like Sound of Music.
Yeah, let's go jump through a field. I want to frolic.
run a frolic. Oh my gosh, speaking of Switzerland, did you guys see that debris slide?
No.
It was last Thursday. Brandon, hey, if you're going to be here, be helpful.
Brandon says no.
He says no. Okay, well, there's a debris slide on the base of the Alps, and like it was like a river of dirt. Anyway, it wiped out some stuff.
Isn't that what
I don't think anyone was hurt. Is? The videos were crazy.
That just turned so depressing.
So
fact check, that was actually from 2016. The videos are just
resurfacing.
Are you serious? I hate the internet. Oh, that breaks my heart.
Well, we're talking about things.
Literally, CNN picked it up 4 days ago.
Oh, there was another one.
Another one?
Nope. This was...
Nope.
So it seems that this happens yearly.
Oh, that explains all the people out with their phones.
This was Alps, because there's videos from August 1st, 2016... August of 2015 and August 24th, 2017.
Riley, can we not go to Switzerland in August?
The video we actually saw the other day. So,
we actually going to go up in the winter and see the new Schwanstein Castle in Germany. What's that place? It's. This is how
it's to it. It's America.
I know, it's really cool. It's from.
Neverland?
Neverland? No, but Netherlands. That's
the Netherlands.
With Neverland to Netherlands.
That's where we're going to go.
Classic
ride. Oh, we're going to Amsterdam for no particular reason. Anyway, thank you for listening to another episode of the Hashtag Middle Podcast. I think I'm going to have someone call in live next week, like they did this morning, but we had to re-record for technical reasons. Anyway, we love you so much. Thank you for listening, Missouri.